not here? Oh, there's Sal. Come on up, Sal. You were hiding on me. I couldn't see you.
I couldn't see you.
Well, good afternoon, gentlemen. You all figure out who wants to go first.
Thank you very much, Assemblywoman and members of the committee. My name is Sal Rosalvato. I'm the executive director of the New Jersey Gasoline Convenience Store and Automotive Association. And I will once again tell legislators that the folks, the small businesses that I represent, are the quintessential small businesses of America. If somebody would have told me a year ago I would be coming to a hearing to put 2 cents in on legislation dealing with taxicabs and limousines, I would have thought they were nuts. However, I do support the legislation in front of us. I am asking this committee to consider an amendment, one that was in previous iterations of this legislation, and has the word safety has been mentioned a number of times today. Previous iterations of this legislation required that Uber vehicles be subject to an annual safety, motor vehicle safety inspection, the same as taxicabs and limousines. Now, I have to tell you, my organization is a very, very capitalist, free enterprise spirit organization. And many think that the Uber folks have developed a better mousetrap and applaud a better mousetrap. Many of my members do auto repairs and also run limousine companies out of their shops and taxicab companies out of their shops. They're not crybabies. They are entrepreneurs, very, very hard-working entrepreneurs. They are asking for a level playing field. There's no reason in the world why taxicabs and limousines should be subject to motor vehicle safety inspections for their passengers, yet Uber vehicles are not. What we are asking for is a level playing field on this issue of the motor vehicle safety inspections, but the others that you heard here today as well. Whatever insurance requirements are incumbent upon taxis and limousines, they should be incumbent upon Uber vehicles. Whatever fingerprinting and personal security requirements are on taxicabs and limousines, they should be on Uber vehicles as well. There is no difference. My members are asking for a level playing field. If a better mousetrap prevails, then so be it. But it has to be on a level playing field. Motor vehicle safety inspections are very important in this industry. And I have to tell you, I was offended, as you were, about this threat that Uber would leave the state of New Jersey. Let me go back to that theme about entrepreneurship and enterprise and capitalism. That void will be filled in a heartbeat. I might consider starting one of these myself, finding some investors. We won't call it Uber, we'll call it Salber.
Well, thank you, Sal. I appreciate your testimony.
I can let it go there. I know I have more to say, but I know you're up against the clock. I think I've made my point. Certainly, an amendment needs to be made to go back to the previous iteration of this, where motor vehicle safety inspections are included. There's no reason why an Uber vehicle should get a pass on something that a taxi cab or a limousine does not. None whatsoever, and I believe you should want that.
Thank you, Sal.
Taxi cabs and limousine drivers work the same hard hours that Uber drivers do as well. And there are just as many of them, and they are also in this business. They deserve a level playing field.
Thank you, Sal. Mr. Manis?